There is no serious relationship. No. If a person has received an authentic annulment, then the person can engage in social dating because, as I tell people, things that I see about marriage annulments, and I don't withdraw them. But I'm speaking in the broad, objective scale. How careless some chantries are in giving annulments right and left. But that's the bishop's problem. If not, say, your problem. You should trust that the tribunal, if they granted you an annulment, was doing so according to God's will. Yes, social dating would certainly be legitimate. I can photocopy once your manuscript here. Which class? You just was it photographed, by the way? Did I get it back? Okay. Thank you. Is anything being done to evangelize the Muslims in the Detroit Dearborn area? What can or should be done? How does one go about evangelizing Muslims? And how hard is it to evangelize them? Oh. First, you should know something about Islam. That's a good start. So the first step would be, and by the way, I'd be very happy if some time ago that apropos of whatever I said during a lecture, a man came up to me with a check for $313. I guess he got it from the area code for Detroit. Well, I want you to spend this money for the conversion of the Muslims. So I've been talking about it, and this could be, I tell you, anybody interested in converting the Muslims, seriously, let me know. Be happy to teach you first something about Islam. And the second thing is, you should either cultivate if you don't have or cultivate a strong devotion to Our Lady. I think Mary is the hope for the conversion of the Muslim world. They have a great devotion to Mary, the mother of Esau, Jesus, who, however, her son is not Ibn Allah, son of God, but just Ibn Maryam, son of Mary. So, gee, thanks. Please let me know. I'll be happy to. Why do parishes make baptism very near birth practically impossible? It's wrong. I don't know how much they delay, but I've heard that sometimes they can delay even months. Am I correct? So, I haven't seen what the Holy Father is talking about. They've got certain presuppositions. Remember the logic? Certain presuppositions. And I hope he doesn't even pay them the favor of calling them principles. Certain presuppositions on the basis of which, well, one presupposition might be the Baptists do it. Baptists do it. My gosh. You're a Catholic. When a priest allowed to teach ideas which are contrary and in complete opposition to official church teaching, why aren't they called to Rome or their bishop's office and disciplined? Oh. Gee, thanks for these. These are delightful questions. I give you two reasons. One, their sheer number is prohibitive. And secondly, behind, say, some of these priests who are teaching strange doctrine, they themselves, as the Holy Father, in so many words, we even said, their seminary training is not good. So who needs reformation is the seminaries. is the National Council of Catholic Bishops really necessary? Why do we Catholics have to put up with their errant views of contraception, abortion, regulation of seminaries, general absolution, dissident theologians? They don't have the faith to accept church magisterium and dogmas. Well, the Second Vatican Council, as you know, did decree that there be a conference of bishops, every large nation and smaller countries, to coalesce. But of course, the key is not having a conference. The key is having the right kind of a conference, having the right people in charge. And what we said before holds here. Do you think we should stand for the consecration at Mass if the pastors have given me have been given the choice to stand or kneel by the bishop? I prefer to kneel and hold the missal. Well, kneel and let nobody get you off your knees. Nobody? Question mark. Nobody. And I ask people, what are knees for except a kneel? The noun and the verb go together. You said, even at the end of the first century, when the priest says, this is my body, when, besides the Last Supper, or at Pentecost, is ordination instituted. Yeah. Ordination was instituted at the Last Supper. It was repeated many times, tens of thousands of times since. Also in the early church, did the believers acknowledge priests as priests? Yes. But what you read in Richard McMinor or other heretics, if you could, would you tie this into the ordination of Timothy? Well, Timothy was ordained, but Paul himself had first to be ordained. Paul was not ordained by Christ, as were those of the Last Supper on Holy Thursday night. In the absence of the manuscript passed out today, could we read something from the Lauk's book of church history? Yes. Now the parts that I've asked you to read is on mainly on the Jewish and Greco-Roman world. In other words, the conditions of the Roman Empire at the time when Christianity was established. Totally at variance with Christian principles. In the book of Genesis, mention is made of the women having relations with aliens, having children that were giants. Please explain. Well, I think that can be taken literally. They did have relations with aliens, and those, their children were giants. So, after that. No figure of speech there, they were just big men. When you taught in Protestant seminaries, did you make a lot of conversions? Well, I don't know, I did make some. On the other hand, for the seminarians to come and ask me to take instructions in the faith and become Catholic would have been very unwise on their part. Because in most cases, if not in all cases that I taught, they were being subsidized scholarships by their own church. But I do know that not a few came to me after, say, a year's class and told me they just couldn't see how they could be ordained a Protestant minister. Oh, I said, uh-oh. I'll pray for you to see more light. Is there any new information on the English language catechism? When will it be available? Well, I hear, as I think I mentioned, that by Easter it should be out. But it's not out yet. There are reading or leading Catholic moral teachers that assert that conception may be practiced by nuns in danger of rape. Not the pillar or IUD, because they are abortifacient, but the barrier methods would be allowed. Is not contraception evil by nature? Yes. In other words, the very practice of contraception is interfering with something which by God is ordained for conception. And that I interfere with that. Even though no, say, pill or IUD were used. No. I may have mentioned this when a story was released by the Zoe Tormano about the Jesuit magazine Civiltà Cattolica. I said, well, not all Jesuits are necessarily intelligent. Yesterday, a priest said the words of consecration for the wine over the bread. Then he said the words of consecration over the wine for the wine. He did not go back and say the correct words of consecration over the bread. He did not say, this is my body. Just, this is my body. He did not say, this is my body. Just, oh, this is my blood. Two times. Was that valid consecration? No. No. This has happened a few times before with this priest. Oh my gosh. Call him up as soon as you get home. Father, did you have a lapse of memory? You see? And if he did, well then he'll be grateful. He'll be embarrassed, but grateful. So, if he really meant it, then you can call me. There was not a doubt of consecration. If you need any more help, call me up. Okay. 25 years ago, a Catholic friend married outside the church in a Presbyterian ceremony. Is this marriage valid? Well, as I said, it could be valid provided certain conditions would be fulfilled. And there are basic conditions. Both three members must be validly baptized. And we don't guarantee that all Protestant baptisms are valid. But assuming there was a valid baptism, both must intend to enter a lifelong contract. And sincerely. Thirdly, both must want children. And finally, the Catholic must be assured, morally assured, we call it, morally assured that his or her faith will not be interfered with by the non-Catholic partner, and that all the children will be brought up as Catholic. In the absence of any one of those, the marriage would not be valid. My husband and I are Catholic. My husband stood up at this wedding. A priest friend said, can law forbid it? What sin was committed by standing up in this wedding? Well, it could be that 25 years ago it was invalid. In other words, then canon law is more strict on some of these things than it is now. More strict in the sense of not unnecessarily invalidating a Christian marriage where both are baptized. And consequently, if the law stated that then, they would be invalid without having received a dispensation. And even now, they have to get a dispensation. The question of the dispensation is whether that dispensation is necessary for validity or just for the seal. And I tell people to ensure the validity of the contract. Not enough to get a dispensation. As people can fabricate all kinds of ideas and not really intend them to get the dispensation. The merit, however, is invalid. Not because a dispensation is not received, but because certain conditions for validity were not satisfied, as I've described them. Last week in Flint, they had a Martin Luther King Mass. It had a front page write-up in the Lansing Catholic paper. They called it Unity in Diversity, which seems to be according to the American Catholic Church. Amen. What is your comment? Yeah, it depends on what the Martin Luther Mass meant. What is offered for the repose of Martin Luther King? Was it to commemorate, or was there something in the Mass itself? Martin Luther King, as you know, was not a Catholic. So I'd have to know more before. First of all, it's wrong to do a thing like this unless there was some Catholic motivation behind offering a Mass. I would hesitate. I would never say a Mass in honor of Martin Luther King. Shoot me before I do that.
Any more orders, Father?
But it depends on how, maybe how bad it was to really make any further comments. A priest was told by a bishop that the faithful can receive Holy Communion more than two times a day because it is not explicit. Because we can receive within community. Each man is a community encompassing all individuals present. We then go to another Mass and another, because each is a community. What does the Holy See mean by community? It doesn't mean what this bishop is saying, by the way. And there's a document came out. And the original text, it still reads in canon law. In other words, then Mass can be received a second time on the same day, provided Mass is attended. And I say, Holy Communion may be received a second time on the same day, provided that communion is received at Mass. That's the code. Well, people came to various conclusions. So the Holy See came out with a formal interpretation of that canon. And that, by the way, is good to know. See, there is a commission that does nothing else. And they meet every day. They do nothing else but interpret canon law. And all kinds of questions keep pouring into Rome. And then there's a publication by that commission for interpreting the code of canon law. And among the declarations of that commission was this. Except in case viaticum, in other words, danger of death. Some had already received twice on the same day. See, an automobile accident or a sudden dangerous illness. Could that person then receive a third time? Of course. And even outside of Mass. Yes. That's the only exception which the code gives. Which means, of course, that it is not just the wording of the law, is the interpretation of the law. And for that, the Church has provided over the centuries, even in the former code of 1917, a commission. And I'm guessing, I see about 14 volumes of interpretation from 1917 to 1983. And more volumes are now accumulated interpreting the new code. Our Lord has been teaching me the same subject, the one truth. Great. And that's it. There's only one truth, which the Church teaches, because there's only one truth in existence. And I'll never forget the closing of 5 years of research by the American Council on Education at Columbia University, where for 5 years we met different parts of the country with the leaders in American education, public education, with a view to finding some way of legalizing the teaching of moral and spiritual values in public schools. Well, we covered all the possible obstacles, and the closing sessions, 60 of us from different parts of the country, met at Columbia University for 3 days, and the only meeting I've ever attended, I asked not only to indicate what my transportation was, but how much I would have earned if I had not come to the meetings. Highly subsidized. Well, one man at this last 3 days meeting, an apostate Jew, had been a Jew, but I'll never forget, there is no one truth. We spend our lives searching for the truth. And he convinced the other delegates that they should vote down. I would have become then a federal statute allowing moral and spiritual values to be taught in public schools. And I think I may have said to some of you, at least, on one occasion, it was one of the clearest experiences I've had with a man that I was sure was possessed. We spent hours together, just as intelligent as they come, but devastating of anything having to do with God. There was a mass last month honoring Martin Luther King at Madonna College. There was no mention of St. Anthony on this day. Okay. Well, I would very much hesitate offering mass honoring Martin Luther King. Do you realize that our religious freedoms and other freedoms are on the verge of being taken away by one of the citizens of the United States? Tomorrow, our state legislators will be voting to pass a constitutional convention. Only a few more states are needed to put this into effect. If this happens, we will lose our Constitution. Call your legislators tomorrow. Tell them to write no on the The Constitutional Convention. I read this to you, and I have no reason to doubt both its accuracy and its implications. What is it? We can maybe pick it up after the class, okay? So it's 4:13, just to refresh your memories on what we're doing. That tomorrow we will have them. Not tomorrow, next class we will have the papers turned in, the quizzes turned in, and also to do the reading. And I want to impress you with the value of doing the reading, and especially in doing the reading of the encyclical. It's not easy going, and you don't have to grasp, you know, all the words as they come along. I would, however, recommend asking our Lord for light as you read. Shall we pray? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O Mary, conceived without sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father Donish, can you and I give a blessing together? And let's make it in Latin. I like Latin. Benedictio Dei Omnipotentis, Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descendet super vos, et Maria semper. Amen. God bless you, Holy Spirit. Amen.